Last time we were here, we had a little technical problems. Let's see if we can. I'm not sure if this news needs. Oh, there we go. A woman was at work and she received a phone call.
这个是一个女人，她在工作的时候接到一个电话。
And the phone call was from the babysitter, and the babysitter said that the baby had a fever.
她接到一个电话是她的保姆打来的。
And the mom needed to come home right away with some medicine.
就是她的孩子发烧了，所以她必须带一些药回去。
So the mom took off of work and went to the pharmacy and bought the medicine.
所以她就请假回家，去到一个药店去买些药。
But when she came back to the car, she looked inside and she realized she had locked her keys in the car.
当她回来的时候，她就发现她的车钥匙锁在了里面。
So she called the babysitter up and told her, I have a problem. My keys are in my car.
所以她就给保姆打电话说，我的车钥匙锁在里面了。
And the babysitter said, well, you're going to have to find a hanger and try to get the door open.
保姆就建议他说：“你可以去找一个衣架，然后试着用这个钩子去打开车门。”
Well, the woman looked around it, and there was a hanger, like someone had used it for their car.
然后他就环顾四周，然后看到地上有一个衣架，然后这个衣架可能之前也有人用过。
But when she came back to the car, she realized she didn't know how to use this.
当他回到车的时候，他发现他自己根本不会使用这个衣架。
So she bowed her head and she said, Lord, would you help me? I don't know how to use this.
然后她就低头祷告，求问神说，神，我不知道怎么用这个，你可以让人帮助我吗？
Next slide. And so a motorcycle guy drove up just a minute later.
这个人在五分钟之后骑着一个摩托车过来了。
He had a big beard, he had tattoos all over him, he had leather gloves on.
他留着大胡子，然后身上纹着纹身，穿着皮衣，然后戴着海盗帽。
And the woman thought, Lord, this is the help you sent me?
然后这个女人她就质疑说，这就是你派来帮助我的人吗？
But she was so desperate that she said, thank you, Lord.
但是她当时非常绝望，她还是心怀感激。
Well, the man got off the motorcycle and he said, could I help?
然后这个人就下了摩托车，问他，你需要帮助吗？
And she told the story about the baby being sick, and she got the medicine, and the keys were inside.
她就解释了整个事情的来龙去脉。
And she said, "Could you please help me with this hanger?"
然后她说，你可以用这个钩子来帮助我打开车门吗？
And he said, "Sure." And he walked over to the car, and in less than 30 seconds, he had the door open.
然后她就走到车前，只用了30秒的时间就把车打开了。
So she hugged the man and she said, Oh, thank you, you're such a nice man.
她就热情地去拥抱了这个帮助者，并说，你简直是太好了，非常感谢你。
The man said, Lady, I'm not a nice man.
这个人说，女士，我并不是一个好人。
I just got out of prison today.
我今天刚从监狱释放。
I was in prison for car theft and I broke it into a car the first hour that I'm out.
她说，我之前是个偷车贼，被关进了监狱。
Well, the woman cried even more, and she hugged him, and she said, Oh, thank you, thank you.
然后女人就哭得更严重了，她再次拥抱了这个帮助者。
Lord, you sent me a professional.
她说，主啊，太感谢你送给我个这么专业的人。
God is good.
我们的主太棒了。
Well, this is our final week that we're working through James, and this is my final sermon on this book.
我们今天要学习雅各书的最后一个 topic.
But the topic of this final sermon is about prayer.
我们最后一周的主题是祷告。
And a lot of people have different reactions to prayer.
在祷告的时候，每个人他有不同的反应。
Some people feel really guilty about prayer.
很多人在祷告的时候感到很强的负罪感。
Because they say, oh, I should pray more. I don't pray enough.
他觉得我应该更多的去祷告，我祷告的远远不够。
Some people feel overwhelmed with prayer.
有些人祷告的时候感觉到不堪重负。
They hear people in the church pray and they use all these big words and they quote scripture.
他们听到教会有些人祷告会使用很漂亮的字眼，并且引用一些很好的经文。
I heard the story of a young boy who wanted to impress his classmates by his prayer.
I'm sorry, I missed that sentence.
A young boy wanted to impress other students with how well he prayed.
就是有一个男孩的话，他想就是用自己的祷告去向别人展现自己祷告的很好。
So he said, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name."
然后他就祷告说，我们在天上的父，愿世人都尊你的名为圣。
That's a joke.
但这是一个笑话。
People get distracted with prayer.
然后我们是受到训练的，在我们祷告的时候。
Have you ever prayed and like two sentences into your prayer, you start wandering off?
大家有没有发生过这种情况？就是在你祷告完之后，你对自己说的并不确定。
This is how it happens to me.
这个就是会发生在我的身上。
Oh Lord, I have this tremendous problem that I need to talk to you about.
我会和主说，我现在经历一些非常困难的事情，我需要和你谈一谈。
Would you please give me wisdom in this problem?
你可以给我智慧吗？
You know, I need to get tires for the car today.
我要给今天车换一个轮胎。
You know, and I think I need to fix the screen door in the back of the house.
我需要给就是窗户修一下我房子的窗户。
Or have you ever prayed at night when you're going to sleep?
大家在晚上睡觉之前有没有去祷告？
Dear Heavenly Father, in.
然后大家刚祷告说我们在天上的父就睡着了。
We get distracted.
我们会分心。
And then there's people that are skeptical of prayer.
有些人他会就是经常会被分心祷告的时候。
I was talking to a young lady, and she said, "I don't pray anymore."
我曾经和一个年轻女士说交谈的时候，她说我不再祷告了。
And I asked her, I said, "Well, why don't you pray anymore?"
然后我就问她原因。
And she said, "I asked God for something, and I got just the opposite."
然后她说，我向神祷告某个特别的需求的时候，然后这个结局恰恰是相反的。
So she said, "I will not pray to God anymore."
所以她说，我不会再向神祷告了。
Those are the reactions to prayer.
这个就是我们在祷告之后的一个反应。
There's one insight, though, from the life of Jesus I'd like to point out to.
我们从耶稣生平上可以看到一件事情。
Jesus was at the end of a busy day.
当耶稣在忙碌完一天的事工之后，
and when he finished praying, his disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray."
当他在祷告完之后，他的门徒就问耶稣说，求主你教导我们怎么祷告。
The disciples never said, "Lord, teach us to preach."
然后门徒从来没有向主问说，主啊，你教我怎么讲道。
Teach us to heal.
教我们怎样去医治。
Teach us to do miracles.
让我们去行神迹。
But they did say, "Teach us how to pray."
但是他却说，教我们如何祷告。
Why did they say that?
为什么呢？
Because they saw the power of prayer in Jesus's life.
因为他可以看到祷告在耶稣身上所行的大的能力。
They realized that prayer was the greatest power tool in ministry.
因为他们发现祷告具有非常大的能力。
And they realized they needed to know how to use that tool.
并且他们想要学习如何去运用祷告这个非常好的工具。
So they said, "Teach us how to pray."
所以门徒问耶稣，请你教我们如何祷告。
I want to make this sermon very practical for everyone.
我希望就今天的讲道的话非常的对大家很实用。
So I'm asking you to evaluate your prayer life.
所以我想请大家去评估一下你的祷告生活。
Where are you at right this moment in your prayer life?
就是在此时此刻零到十级大家觉得自己在哪里。
Zero is no prayer.
零的话就是完全不祷告。
Ten is you are praying without ceasing. You're praying all the time.
十的话就是意味着你一直在祷告。
What number would you pick your number to be for your prayer life?
大家会选择哪个数字？
And what I'd like to do is I'd like to encourage you to take that number where you're at and say, "I want to increase it by two."
我希望大家在选择一个数字之后，然后接受一个挑战， 然后去建立一个祷告的生活。
I want you to go through this sermon with the idea that you're going to grow in your prayer life this summer.
我希望大家在听完今天的正道之后，可以去建立自己祷告生活，并且在祷告中成长。
So James gives us 5 lessons on how to pray.
所以雅各书在这里给我们5个要做的功课。
Prayer starts where we are.
首先要为我们现状祷告。
Could you read verse 13?
Okay. 雅各书十三节，你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。
We need to pray when we're in trouble.
当我们在受苦的时候，我们需要去祷告。
That word trouble means that we're in a situation where, there's a lot of bad things happening around us. There's a lot of misfortune in our life.
当受苦意味着我们在经历各种的困境。
We're in difficult times.
我们在经历一个非常困难的时期。
And I'm going to take a guess today about this audience.
我今天想猜一下，就是我们在座所有的人。
My guess is about half of you are in trouble today.
我坚信就是在座的50%的人，你们心里应该都在经历困境。
There is a problem in your family.
也许你们的家庭有问题。
There's a problem at work.
也许你的工作有问题。
There's a problem with your health.
可能你们身体有问题。
There's a disconnection with a relationship.
也许你们的关系和人的关系上出现了问题。
So my guess is at least half of you are in trouble today.
所以我的猜测就是至少一半的人有各种各样的问题。
What should you do? What should you do?
所以你该怎么办呢?
You should pray.
你应该祷告。
There's another group of people here today and you're happy.
然后有另一半的人呢今天非常的喜乐。
Yay, happiness!
我非常的开心。
And if you're happy today, I want you to sing really loud at that last song.
如果你今天很喜乐的话，我希望大家大声的去唱歌赞美神。
That's a wonderful way to celebrate joy and happiness.
这是一个非常好的庆祝喜乐的一个方式。
But what James is trying to tell us here is that wherever we are, we need to start praying.
雅各书在这里想要告诉我们，无论我们在何等的境遇中，我们都要去祷告。
Somehow the idea gets into our minds. You know what? I need to pray. I need to go to church.
有些时候我们会认为我们要到教堂去祷告。
I need to pray. I need to do it in front of a stained glass window or an altar.
我应该是在就是在服侍的时候进行祷告。
And what James is saying, no. You need to pray wherever you are.
雅各书在这里提醒我们不是这个样子，你应该在任何时候都要祷告。
If you are discouraged today, you need to pray.
如果你们今天很气馁的话，那你们需要祷告。
If you are angry today, you need to pray.
如果你们今天内心有愤怒的话，也要祷告。
If you are fearful today, you need to pray.
你们内心有恐惧，也要祷告。
Wherever you are, take that emotion that is inside and use it as the beginning of your prayer life.
无论你现在在经历什么，你内心最真实的情感，你都要去祷告。
So this is how it works.
这就是祷告是如何运作的。
1973, I became a Christian.
在1973年的时候，我变成了一个基督徒。
Many of you know I was a hippie during the 60s and the early 70s.
我是一个
translate hippie.
Hippie 是嬉皮士。
A hippie, long hair, doing drugs, doing partying. That was me.
对，在60年代的时候，我是一个嬉皮士。
And I hitchhiked from Philadelphia to Iowa.
我从费城赶到爱荷华州。
You could hitchhike and be safe during the 70s.
在70年代的话，这个 trip 是很安全的。
But when I was in Iowa, I met with some Christians who had peace in their heart all the time.
我在爱荷华州的时候，我遇到一个基督徒，然后我从他身上感受到那种平安。
And I said to him, "You're always happy and peaceful. What's going on?"
然后我就问他说，你，我一直感受到你内心是个很平安喜乐的人，为什么呢？
And they said, Jesus is living inside of our hearts.
他说，因为主住在我的里面。
And I said, I want Jesus.
然后我就说，我也需要主。
So May 23rd, 1973, I prayed and asked Jesus to forgive my sin and come live in me.
所以在1972年的5月30号，我向主祷告说，求恩主你赦免我的罪。
Well, the Christians there knew that I had a hitchhike now from Iowa back to Philadelphia.
然后当时的弟兄姐妹知道我将会有一个旅途从费城到爱荷华州。
And they decided to buy me an airline ticket so I could fly back.
所以他们就决定为我买一张机票，让我可以坐飞机回去。
So I flew standby.
然后
I had to wait. If there was an empty seat, I would get it. If this plane was full, I had to wait.
就是当时没有座位了，我必须站在那里等。
So I made it from Cedar Rapids to O'Hare, but then there was no room in the plane.
所以我被得知说是那个当时航班因为超卖没有位置了。
So I had to sleep in O'Hare Airport.
所以我必须在机场候机室去度过一晚上。
And I decided to try prayer out for the first time.
在那一次的话，我决定进行我人生中的第一个祷告。
And this was my prayer.
然后我是这样祷告的。
Lord, I'm lonely.
主啊，我现在很寂寞。
Would you send someone that I can talk to?
你可以派一个人过来吗？所以我可以和他聊聊天。
And I was in a big lounge area, and there was no one in this lounge except for me.
我在空荡荡的候机室里头，只有我一个人。
And a girl walked in after I prayed that about a couple minutes later.
在我祷告完之后呢，一个女士就走进来了。
So I got up out of my seat, and I walked over and I said, "Hi, my name is Scott. I've just become a Christian."
所以我就赶紧站起来走过去和他交朋友，对他说，你好，我是 Scott， 我刚刚成为一名基督徒。
And she introduced herself, I don't remember her name, but she said, I'm a Christian too.
然后他就也介绍了他自己，他说我也是一名基督徒。
And she had just become a Christian the year before at a big rally down in Texas.
他是在前一年一个非常大的基督教复兴运动中信主的。
Which was the beginning of the what they call the Jesus movement in the 1972 and 1973.
那个运动是1972年，发生在1972年的，叫做基督教复兴运动。
And we talked for hours.
我们聊了好几个小时。
And I said, "Thank you, Lord, for answering my prayer."
在那一刻，我赞美主说，感谢主，你应许了我的祷告。
But that prayer started out with me saying.Lord, I'm lonely.
但是当我在祷告的时候，首先我告诉了他我的处境，说我很寂寞。
Pray wherever you are.
为我们的现状要祷告。
Our second lesson in prayer.
我们第二
Go ahead.
我们第二个要学习的功课是
Is our prayers are received.
我们的祷告已经被垂听。
If you notice the bottom line there, the Lord will raise them up.
在这段经文中的话，最后一节说到主必叫他起来。
Our prayers are more than just words spoken from our hearts. Our prayers are heard by God Almighty.
我们在祷告的时候，我们所说的话，主已经接收到了。
I think all Christians struggle at some time thinking, "Does anyone hear my prayer?"
我相信每个基督徒在祷告的时候，他心里都在挣扎说，我的祷告到底有没有被主听到。
I think we all struggle with the thought, God, are you up there listening to me?
我们都在怀疑说，主啊，你真的在那里吗？你真的有听我讲话吗？
There was a famous Christian, his name was C.S. Lewis.
有一个非常著名的基督徒，他的名字叫路易斯。
And he married late in life.
他和一个女士结了婚。
And his wife, Joy Davidson, was a great blessing to him.
然后他非常爱他的妻子，他们在一起有很欢乐的时光。
But just 3 years into their marriage, she contracted cancer and died.
但是在三年之后，他的妻子便因为癌症去世了。
And this was C.S. Lewis's book about that journey.
这个就是当时路易斯所写的一个有名的书，叫做《悲伤的体验》，记录了他当时的心路历程。
And Lewis was very honest in his struggle with God.
他对神非常的真诚地表达了他心中的绝望和难过。
He said, God, when everything is fine, you greet us with open arms.
他说主啊，我能感受到你张开怀抱迎接我们。
But when we find ourselves in desperate need, it's like the door of heaven is slammed shut in our face and it's double locked on the inside and nobody's listening.
但是主啊，你知道吗？当这种事情发生的时候，我在绝望中的时候，就像是门在我面前重重的摔上，并且里面还加上了门栓。
Have you ever felt like that?
大家曾经有没有过这样的体验
？My wife and I have gone through several very significant struggles in our life.
我和我的妻子曾经也经历过这样的处境，而且很多次。
There have been times when I am knocking on the door of heaven.
很多次我都在这儿重重的在敲天堂的门。
And my knuckles are raw and bloody because I've knocked so much and prayed so much.
很多次我感觉我的手一直在敲这个门，都先就是敲破了，但是门也没有开。
And a thought has gone through my mind: Is God listening? Is He there?
所以我曾经怀疑过说主他真的在有听吗他真的在那里吗
And the encouragement from James is that God is there and he is listening and he is receiving our prayers.
在雅各书给我们的启示就是主真的在那里他真的在听我们的祷告。
In the Bible, there's stories, the first story is from Moses.
我们在看圣经的时候有一个关于摩西的故事。
For 470 years, the people were saying, get us out of slavery.
在470年间，埃及人，以色列人一直在对神敲这个门。
And the Lord said, I've seen it. I've heard their cries with my ears.
耶和华说我实在看见了你们的哀声，我也听见了，我知道你们的痛苦。
The prophet Elijah was staying with a widow whose son was sick.
上帝的先知以利亚，他在一个寡妇家做客的时候
，and he stretched out on that son, and he said, "Lord, let this boy live."
以利亚他三次伏在孩子的身上，呼求耶和华。
And God heard that cry and restored life to that boy.
主耶稣听到了他的呼求，求你让这个孩子得回生命吧。
We pray because we believe that God is listening.
我们祷告是因为我们知道神真的在听。
We are not just expressing an emotion inside.
我们并不是在自言自语。
We believe that God hears our prayers.And in His timing, He will answer.
我们相信在我们祷告之后，他会按照他的计划来帮助我们。
Our third lesson is that our prayers can change reality.
我们第三个要学习的功课是，我们的祷告可以改变现实。
The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
义人的祷告所发的力量是大有功效的。
Could you all say that together right now?
大家可以一起来读这句话吗？
Do you believe that?
你们相信这句话吗？
Do you believe that?
大家相信吗？
That your prayers can impact the world.
你们相信你们的祷告可以改变这个世界吗？
A righteous person praying can impact the world.
义人祷告所发的力量可以改变这个世界。
You say, "Well, I'm not righteous."
但是我们是义人吗？
Yes, you are.
是的，你们是义人。
If you've trusted Jesus Christ and He's taken your sin away and given you His righteousness, you are a righteous person.
如果你们相信主耶稣的话，你们相信他赦免了你们一切的罪，并且住在你们里面，你们就是义人。
It goes on to explain Elijah and his impact on the world.
我们看以利亚他的例子的话，他就是有改变这个世界。
Notice two characteristics of Elijah's prayer.
我们可以看一下以利亚他祷告时候有两个特点。
He prayed earnestly and he prayed persistently.
他非常真诚地去祷告，而且他不住地持续地祷告。
The key for us to understand how this all works.
我们明白祷告的事情一个关键点在于。
We need to pray for the Lord's will to be done.
我们要祷告愿神的旨意行在我们中间。
The Lord's will be done.
我们祷告神的旨意要我们要去履行神的旨意。
And when we line up with that will,Amazing things can happen.
当我们相信这一点的时候，那就会有非常很好的事情发生。
Robert Law said this. He said, "Prayer is not getting man's will done in heaven; it's getting God's will done on earth."
罗伯特他曾经说过，祷告不是要人的意志行在天上，而是要神的旨意行在地上。
Edward Lorenz is the father of chaos theory.
爱德华·诺顿·罗伦兹，他是混沌蝴蝶效应的发现者。
And what chaos theory is this is that even the smallest change in the environment can have a dramatic impact later on.
他的理论是这个样子的，在初始条件下，一个非常微小的变化就能够导致巨大的连锁反应，并且得出不同的结果。
This was popularized by his butterfly theory.
他最著名的一个理论就是蝴蝶效应。
And what he said was that a butterfly in Brazil flapping his wings can make a tornado in Texas.
他的理论是在巴西，当一个蝴蝶扇动翅膀的时候，以后它有可能会引发德克萨斯州的龙卷风。
Well, I believe in butterfly prayer.
我相信就是这种祷告。
I believe that when we pray,The universe changes.
我相信当我们在祷告的时候，我们整个世界都会发生变化。
My grandmother, Grammy Ziegler, had a tumor inside of her the size of a grapefruit.
我的祖母她曾经在身体里头有一个葡萄柚大小的肿瘤。
And we prayed.
我们祷告之后。
And when she went for that operation,
当她去做手术的时候
，they took a final X-ray and that tumor was gone.
当他在做这个扫描的时候，他们发现这个肿瘤不见了。
How do you explain that?
这个怎么解释呢
？We had a gal in our church that her name was Kim, and she was 4 hours from death.
我们教会曾经有一个弟兄，他叫吉姆，他还有四个小时就要死亡了。
And we prayed.
我们祷告。
And she's alive today.
他现在还活着。
We had a gal in our church named Pam, and she had TB.Tuberculosis. Kim had tuberculosis.
结核。我们曾经有个弟兄，他曾经患了这个结核。
And we prayed.
然后我们祷告。
And the doctors were ready to pull the plug.
医生都打算放弃他了。
And she's alive today, living in Kenya.
他现在还活着。
I have seen miracles through prayer.
我们现在可以看到祷告的力量有多么的神奇。
When we pray,
当我们祷告的时候
we change the world.
我们可以改变整个世界。
Our fourth lesson.
我们第四个功课
Prayer always involves confession.
祷告中总要认罪悔改。
Now James is going this way, and then he takes a left turn.
然后James 他在这个雅各他就在这个时候又说了一点。
He switches it up on us by putting this confession in there.
他要求我们要认罪。
Because what he says is sometimes the reality of God is that he wants to change us first.
实际情况中是有的时候其实神是想要改变我们。
See, a righteous person doesn't become righteous by trying, they become righteous by confessing.
一个义人的话，他不能够通过自己的努力变成义人，他只有在认罪悔改之后才可以变成义人。
One of the reasons that our prayers don't work is because God wants to change us first.
我们很多时候祷告不被神垂听，是因为主要我们先意识到我们自己身上的问题。
Many times we have this long list of things that we want God to do.
在很多时候，我们有各种各样的要求或要祷告的东西。
But God's first agenda item is to change us.
但是神第一个要求就是你们先改变自己。
See, we're praying for peace with other people.
所以我们为我们和另外一个人关系的和平而祷告。
And God wants us to confess that we've been resentful for people in our heart.
神要我们去承认我们对另外一个人心中有这个怨恨。
So powerful prayer starts with confession.
一个好的祷告首先要从悔罪开始。
David put it this way in Psalm chapter 51.
大卫在诗歌的
Sorry, you can go back. He said,A broken and contrite heart, God will not despise.
大卫曾在诗歌103篇中说到，忧伤痛悔的心，他必不轻看。
Have you ever sensed that God is distant from you?
大家曾经有感受到神有疏离你吗？
Have you ever sensed that you're really not connecting with God?
你们有没有感受到自己和神之间的那个连接断掉了？
Well, the way to connect with him is to get on your knees and say, Lord, I'm broken.
想要和神建立连接的方式就是要跪在他的面前向他痛悔，向他忏悔。
When we pretend that we have it all together, he won't hear us. But if we recognize our brokenness and say, Lord, help, he will meet us at that point.
当我们在破碎的时候来到他面前，他会来见我们，并且帮助我们。
And then he says he takes confession to an either higher level. He says, confess your sins to each other.
Sorry, I missed that.
You could just read that. Therefore, confess your sins to each other.
这是在十六节的话，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。
Which means I need to say, "Hey, John."
意思就是说，我要说鲁军弟兄。
I'm a broken man.
我是个破碎的人。
And I'm really struggling with a performance mindset.
我非常的内心很纠结。
Would you pray for me? Would you pray with me?
你可以为我祷告吗？和我一起祷告吗
？See now, John knows my weakness.
所以我把我自己的弱点完全暴露在他的面前。
But he's going to pray for my strength.
所以他会为我祷告，让我刚强。
See, when we confess our sin to each other, it creates a power that binds us together.
所以当我们在彼此认罪的时候，那我们中间建立一个非常强的一个连结。
You will never get victory over sin doing it alone.
你们在自己一个人的时候，很多时候是没有办法一个人面对罪的。
And that creates a barrier for the American culture as well as the Chinese culture.
这个同样适用于这个同时适用于美国的文化和中国的文化。
Because no one wants to lose face.
Sorry, can't hear.
No one wants to lose face. No one wants to humble themselves or admit their weakness. I'm sorry, I'm not on script right now. Forgive me, I do this at times. Well, where is that in this sermon? This is just coming from my mind.
Okay.
Do you know what it is to lose face?
对，我们不要去失去信心。
Yeah.
Okay.
And we don't want to do that. So we pretend we have everything together.
然后我们就假装说我们现在一切都是 OK 的，都是好的。
Right. Thank you. All right, back on script. Number five, the fifth lesson.
第五个功课是。
Sometimes prayers must be prayed for you.
有的时候我们必须让别人为我们祷告。
The reality is sometimes I am so overwhelmed, I am so lost, I am in such a dark place that I can't even pray for myself.
在很多时候的时候，当我们内心的负担太过的重，我们的悲伤也太深，这个时候我们是没有力量去祷告的。
There have been some times in my life where I've said, you know what? I just want to quit. I just want to walk away from this.
有的时候我只想逃避，我不想面对。
And when I'm at that point, my faith is so weak, I can't even pray.
在那个时候，我的信心非常的软弱，我甚至不可以祷告。
So you know what I do?
大家知道我会怎么做吗？
I call my friends up.
我会邀请我的朋友来。
I call the elders up.
我叫教会的长老来。
I say, please pray for me. I'm at a dark spot in my life.
然后恳求他们为我祷告，因为我在经历人生非常黑暗的时刻。
And they come around me.
他们就过来。
And they pray for me.
他们为我祷告。
And I get stronger.
然后我就刚强起来了。
There are moments when our faith is so weak, you need other people praying for you.
当我们在人生某个阶段信心非常软弱的时候，我们需要别人来为我们祷告。
That's what the church is all about.
这就是我们这个教会的意义。
Anybody weak?
大家当中有软弱的人吗？
Anybody struggling with your faith?
大家有信心软弱的吗？
Hey, I'll pray for you.
我会为你祷告。
I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to pray. I love you. I'm going to pray for you.
我不会论断你，我会为你祷告，因为我很爱你。
Notice in this verse, it says that the person should go to the elders and say, "Pray for me."
首先大家要注意一点，这个病的人他要采取一个主动，去让别人去为你祷告。
So you need to come and say help.
所以你要走到这个，走到大家中间，然后寻求帮助。
And then the elders are going to anoint you.
然后长老就会来帮助你。
And oil in this culture was both a symbol of the Holy Spirit.
这个油的话，它是圣灵的一个象征。
It was also the basis for medicine.
它也是药材的一个最基本的一个材料。
So do both.
所以这两个我们都要用。
If you are sick,
当你生病的时候，
call the elders and call your doctor.
要请长老为你祷告，然后你也要去看医生。
And get checked out by that doctor and get anointed by the elders.
然后得到长老的膏抹，然后也要去得到医生的帮助。
And notice they're going to anoint you in the name of the Lord.
然后长老会奉主的名为你祷告，用油膏抹你。
This is for His honor and glory.
这个是为主的荣耀。
This is not a show for people to put on television.
这个并不是说电视上一个作秀的节目。
And notice last of all,that if this person has sinned,
如果这个人有罪的话，
and they confess that sin,
他就需要悔罪，
they will become well.
当他悔罪之后，他就会得到医治。
Now this next part, I'm not exactly sure how it's going to unfold. Were you able to download the YouTube?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So let me explain a story.
我给大家讲个故事。
This is the story of Dwayne Miller.
这个是一个叫杜安米勒牧师的故事。
It's actually found in this book. And the story is, in 1990, he was a pastor in Texas.
在1990年的话，这个人他是德克萨斯州的一位牧师。
And at the end of one of his sermons, in January of that year, he lost his voice.
在大概一月份的时候，他周日早上讲到，突然间他就失去了自己的声音。
He was speaking normal like this, and then all of a sudden,
然后他的声音突然变成了这个样子。
A terrible sound coming from his voice.
他的这个声音变得非常的糟糕。
So he went to his doctor.
所以他去看医生。
And the doctor says some type of a flu has impacted you, and the myelin of coating for your throat has been destroyed.
因为你受到了一种病毒的袭击，这个毁坏了你的声带，所以你不能讲话了。
And they said you will never again speak normally.
你可能声带再也没有办法恢复了。
So 9 months later, he resigned as pastor from that church.
所以在九个月之后呢，他就辞去了牧师的工作。
And he moved his family to Houston, Texas.
他和家人搬回了休斯顿。
Over the next 3 years,
在接下的三年中
he saw 63 specialists and over 200 doctors.
他看了63名专家，并且看了将近200名医生。
And every one of them said, "You will never again speak normally."
每一个医生都告诉他说，你以后再也不可能正常的讲话了。
Well, on January 17th of 1993,
1993年的一月十七号
he was asked to substitute for the adult Sunday school class in their church.
他在教会的主日学中，带这个主日学。
And they said.We're going to give you a special microphone so you can speak and be heard.
他们告诉他说，我会给你一个特别特殊的麦克风，这样你就可以讲到了。
And this was recorded because it's a class of 150 people, so it's a pretty big Sunday. In Texas, everything's big.
在德克萨斯的话，就是什么东西聚会的规模也很大。这个录音的话，是当时一个主日学他在传道时候录下来的。
And what I'd like to do is, do we have the YouTube? Okay, I'd like to play this. Now, if you don't understand English, we're not going to try to translate this, but you will see about 4 minutes into it, you will hear the difference in his voice. It's amazing what God did that day. So this is Dwayne Miller.
我们大家一起来看一下这个视频。
I believe God still heals.That hasn't ended. That is not over. Now you have to be careful on how you do this. Because there are folks who carry things to an excess and it becomes a show. And God has never intended that that be what it is. God heals in his sovereign will. I don't know why God does things that he does. But I know that he does. And the only thing he requires of me is to allow him to be God.And me to be me, and let it be. To say that every single person will always be healed because Jesus died on the cross is a misinterpretation of Scripture. Not true. Won't work. Isaiah 53 doesn't talk about physical healing. I'm sorry. That's just not the context. And to impress that there causes a misinterpretation of Scripture. That's wrong. On the other hand,To say that, since we don't have anything after the book of Acts, that miracles ended at the book of Acts and they never happen again is equally as wrong. Because you have put God in a box both ways. And he doesn't want to be in the box. So, the psalmist says, I'm excited. Bless the Lord, O my soul. One of his benefits is he heals all of my diseases. And in verse 4 he says, And he redeems my life from the pit.Now, I like that verse just a whole lot. I have had, and you have had in times past, pit experiences. We've all had times when our life seemed to be in a pit, in a grave.And we didn't have an answer for the pit we find ourselves in. And I don't understand this right now. I'm but overwhelmed.At the moment, I'm not quite sure what to say or do. I'm, Sounds funny to say at a loss for words. Thank you, Lord. He redeems my life from the pit and crowns me with love and compassion. He satisfies my desires with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. The Lord is compassionate and gracious. The Lord is slow to anger. The Lord is abounding in love. The Lord will not accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, that's mercy, or repay us according to our iniquities, that's mercy. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us.
Yea, God, that healing took place when he read Psalm 103, verse 3.
这个就是他当时在读诗篇103篇的时候。
Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases?
他赦免你一切的罪孽，医治你一切疾病。
God heals.
我们的主他有医治的大能。
Our prayers change the world.
我们的祷告可以改变世界。
So I'm going to give you a homework assignment.
所以我给大家要布置个作业。
The homework assignment is I want you all to become prayer ministers.
首先我希望大家每一个人都成为一个祷告的人。
The way that this works is very simple.
非常的简单。
There are 11 weeks of summer left.
我们这个夏天的话还有11周。
Once a week for the next 11 weeks, I want you to call, text,or talk to another person and say, how can I pray for you?
在接下来的十一周，我希望大家每一个人一周至少去打电话、发短信或者发邮件给一个人，问他，我可以为你祷告吗？
I guess in my ministry, I've asked 1,000 people, can I pray for you?
我问了大概有几千个人，问他们说我可以，可不可以为他们祷告。
And out of 1,000, I've had 4 people say, no, I don't want you to pray.
在这几千个人当中，只有4个人对我说，我不需要。
But 996 have said, oh, thank you.
但是有996个人说，我非常感谢你。
So all of us are going to become prayer ministers.
所以我们每一个人都会成为一个祷告的一个使者。
I would also encourage you to begin to pray for 4 people every day from now until Labor Day.
在直到劳动节，我希望每一个人每一天都至少为四个不信主的人祷告。
And pray that their eyes would be open so that they would see the beauty of Jesus.
希望他去祷告，他们的眼睛可以打开，看到主耶稣。
Number 3, determine to grow in your prayer life.
立志在祷告生活中成长。
Whatever number you picked at the beginning, could I challenge you to bump that up? One, maybe two, maybe some of you might even say three.
不管你之前选的是第几个 level, 但是我希望你们可以在这个夏天有成长，成长至少两个等级或者三个等级。
And the last thing,
最后一件事
I want you to receive a gift.
我希望所有的人接受一份礼物。
I have a gift for you.
我为大家准备了一个礼物。
And that gift is I would like to pray for you at the end of this service.
这个礼物就是在正道结束后我想为大家祷告。
I would also encourage the elders to come forward and any of the prayer team that you have.
我们教会中有没有长老或者是祷告小组可以到台前来。
I would love if there's anyone here that is in need of prayer.I want to give you the gift of my prayers and the elders' prayers over you today.
我们当中有任何人需要祷告的话，我希望你们可以到台前来，我愿意为你们祷告。
So maybe we could do that during the last song.
也许我们可以在最后一首诗回应诗歌，然后祷告。
I see our worship team smiling, so that's a yes.
我看到我们的这个敬拜团队在笑，所以我想他们是同意了。
So let me pray now and invite you during this last song if you would like to receive a gift of prayer.
如果大家想接受祷告的礼物的话，那我们现在一起来祷告。在唱歌中间的话，大家可以走到台前来。
During the last song, I'll be up here with the elders and the prayer team, and we will pray for you.
所有需要祷告的人，大家都可以上前来，然后站在前面。
Lord, fill this place with your spirit.
主啊，愿你的灵充满在我们中间。
I pray, Lord, for help and for encouragement to those that are struggling today.
主啊，我祷告这些在挣扎中的人，你赐给他们力量，帮助他们。
Lord, I'm praying that we can encourage them by praying for them this moment.
主啊，这现在在困境中的人，我们为他们祷告。
And Lord, we just want to thank you that you are a God who listens.
主啊，我们为你献上感谢，因为我们知道你是听我们祷告的神。
And you are a God who acts.
你是真的是帮助我们的神。
And you are a God who heals.
你是医治的神。
We trust you today.
我们完全信靠你。
Jesus' name.
祷告不配，乃是奉我主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。阿门。
Amen.